producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's 2015, Monday, and the gang is assembled again. Jennifer Horn, back from her vegan Vegas, Las Vegas.
Yes, we were vegan except for bacon in Vegas.
Really? Was it a big bacon or a little bacon?
And a bacon. Little filet.
Yeah, because Vegas does say it's the place for the holidays with family.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You laughed, Rich, and you said, no one's going to be there. The strip's going to be empty. Oh,
was it
no.
Really?
It
really?
Was packed.
Nothing. What did you say? Nothing says Thanksgiving like a trip to Las Vegas.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we have
with Grandma and Grandpa.
Thankful for. So what did you, on Thanksgiving Day, say to yourself and to the people you were around, Jennifer, that you were most thankful for? And as you spent the weekend there, I think it's a good exercise for everybody. What was it that you found yourself being most thankful for? It's not a good sense because it ends in a preposition. For what were you most thankful? All right.
Well, when I was with my family, we actually played the game, what are you most grateful for? We actually went around the table and said, what in the past year has been, you know, the stuff that you're really thankful for? But for me, I think I was, you know, busy saying I was glad that we were all together, glad we had the opportunity to be together. Most families, they don't have that opportunity, so, you know, to be together on the holidays. And I sent
my dad a nice...
Yeah, hey, there's that. Yeah. And then I sent my dad a nice little text message telling him, even though we weren't together, that I was so grateful to have him in my life. And yeah, I'm one of those people on the holiday, I think I take advantage of it now. As an adult, I like to tell people exactly what I think.
Good for you, Jennifer.
In a nice way, a grateful way.
Help yourself to telling people what you think. All right, so Richie, what did you say and think as you went through the weekend? Are you thankful that Star Wars is coming out next month? What's the...
I am. That was...
Many are.
Yeah, it's. I'm starting to get excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My mom wasn't feeling good on Thanksgiving Day, and it makes you realize how lucky you are. She wasn't feeling well. She wasn't feeling good. She wasn't feeling great. So it's, you know, it makes you appreciate that my mom is really pretty healthy and still doing well at 74. So,
and Kenny had the weekend with his family, so how'd that go?
It went really well. I was very grateful that we could all get together for a happy occasion.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
My parents are both in their 80s. My siblings were there. Their attachments and kids were there. My uncle was there. We had a full house. And my brother has a giant kitchen, so everybody was helping. And we only got on each other's nerves a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Is that why you left so early?
No, that was the flight I could get.
Oh, okay. Because Ken went out there on Wednesday and came back on Friday.
Really?
And Jen and I are like, what are you doing?
Are you coming home already?
Yeah, it's not an easy time.
I played that game of flying on the weekend.
Like driving on the weekend. Forget that stuff. Yep, right. And then there are those of you who are thankful for the Lucy triple play. Or what was there? An all-day marathon, I think, of
what?
Lucy.
I missed it.
You missed it? Well, you were in Las Vegas, so.
It's my favorite show.
There are other things that were missed, but not necessarily are they things that... I think there are things that did happen that we could have done without. Most certainly what has happened around the latest Planned Parenthood fiasco. And I'm going to tell you right up front that... and I said this as I was thinking it through last night. When I saw, and I really want to go down a street that's non-political, difficult as it may be. I'm trying to understand what all people are thinking with regard to the politics of things like this. Because this is completely political. This whole thing is all about politics. So when the president said that enough is enough, we've do something about guns, I thought to myself, I went to a different place. See if you can, all of you can take this in and react to it as you will, at 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Rich or Jennifer or Doug at DougStefan.com. Or
and
Facebook,
should we set the scene to, I'm sorry, Dougie.
Facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day.
Because if you were like me, you did everything you could to avoid the news this weekend.
Yeah,
should we recap
definitely.
Exactly what happened?
I think what really, this situation with Robert Louis Deere, who's accused of domestic terrorism in the death of three people actually that were killed, nine were wounded at a Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic. This took place Friday afternoon. This guy is anti-abortion. He talked about the baby parts video. There was a rampage that lasted 6 or 7 hours. I suppose it could have been worse because this guy had propane tanks in his car. He could have put them next to the facility and shot him and blown the place up. He'll go to court today. So this sort of thing happens in this country over and over again. And in fact, there are not the same causes, but the same essence of what happened in France, what's happening, I suppose, in the Middle East. You could compare it to. You can see it happening all over the place. Not happening too much in South America. I don't see it happening much in Asia, but Europe and America and the Middle East are very troubled. And so when I heard the sort of simplistic approach, we have to do something, enough is enough, we have to do something about guns and that sort of thing, I thought, yeah, okay. But this is a deeper, 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 deeper problem. And it goes to the core of who we are as beings. And it goes to the core of us not really, we're not really taking good care of ourselves in a spiritual sense. Some people think we are, but we really aren't. Because this is a problem that requires, or is crying out for leadership. And you've heard me say that I thought the Pope was the only real leader in the world today that was trustworthy and worthy of respect and that sort of thing. And I don't know that I'm changing my mind about that. I think there are other people, the Dalai Lama may be one of them, that is a religion, there's a connection to religion. Religion and spirituality is, you know, if you've listened to me for a long time, don't necessarily go hand in hand. In fact, I don't. I think there's a real disconnect. But my point with all of this is that when you see this disconnect that happens with people, like this guy who was so angry about what went on in Planned Parenthood, when you see the anger that comes about as a result of that, that has not to do with Planned Parenthood. That has to do with something else in that man's core.
Mentally ill.
Mentally ill, and what brings the mental illness about? We aren't dealing with, these people are not dealing with a full deck, but we're not dealing with the problem that presents itself in a way that will resolve it, because there's nothing that Barack Obama said yesterday that will resolve the problem. There hasn't been anything that even leaders in Europe have said really that will resolve the problem. Yeah, you can bomb Daesh into the next century, but then there's something else that comes. And I feel that there are a lot of people who are not being heard because the news media is playing its old game and it hasn't got any spiritual roots. But I think there's a real grassroots feeling in many places in the world and in our country that says we have to do something. There has to be some action here. We don't know what it is, but we know what we have is woefully inadequate. And so I guess in the short term, I'm suggesting that the president's conversation about this yesterday is woefully inadequate. The way we're dealing with it as a country is woefully inadequate. And I would like us to think about how it is that we resolve this, because otherwise they're really, this kind of stuff
is in part the 24-hour news cycle.
Well, yeah,
maybe,
and there's not a lot of live.
But we support it. Look at what we talk about what's going on in the news.
People are thirsty for it. But,
why do they need to know about what happened in Colorado?
The weekend off. I didn't
and you're
want
not any
hear,
worse off for it, are you?
No. In fact, I feel actually pretty relaxed because I didn't have to, I didn't pay attention. But I think there's so much less gray area now now it's black and white. It's good and bad. It's Republican and Democrat. Everything is, you know, you're either with me or against me, and there's not a lot of empathy and compassion. I mean, look, I don't agree with what the president said, but he has to come out and say something. So,
well, why not say something?
That's what he said. I don't agree with this guy. You know, look, I don't agree with Planned Parenthood. Do I think this guy's right for going in and shooting him up?
Why would you not agree with Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood may do things that are not to any of our likings.
I don't agree with the government. I mean, I don't even want to get into this.
Planned Parenthood does a lot of good clinical things.
Planned Parenthood does a lot of great things. I just don't think it should be government funded. I don't even want to get into the yeses and noes of Planned Parenthood.
Richie, what were you going to say?
Well, I remember a day when presidents would never comment on just generic news stories, murders and shootings and stuff like that. They were there to talk about the big thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, the 3 mile high things in our government, not so much that. But what really, I heard somebody talking a few weeks ago about, you know, we watch Fox and MSNBC and we listen to this blog and this talk radio show. And the bottom line is, like, 2% of us really watch Fox and MSNBC. The rest of us are kind of more towards, but it's those 2% out on the outside to get everything so cranked up.
You're right about that. I think you're very right about that. There's just so much advocacy journalism, isn't journalism, advocacy bunkum, BS, and it gets people cranked up. And
shaping
so.
Thought.
Yep. 888-302-3684. It's 18 after on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Northward, your evening commute is going to be a little bit wet.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
So, we have the Jeopardy theme playing in the background. How many people still watch Jeopardy? You know the ratings?
What is yes?
For,
Good job. I'll take a lot of people for 100, Alex.
This would have been a great TV show. I had a chance about 14 or 15 years ago to do a show that was similar to this. It didn't last for as long, but I was given the opportunity, and I didn't take it. And I don't know, you know, it's like
kind of
kick
yourself. It'd
no,
fun.
Because, you know why? Because the past is a file.
It is.
You open it up, you consult it, and you put it away.
But
so,
you would be such a great game show host. I
would.
Totally see you in that
yeah,
role.
Yeah,
that's right
up your
alley.
I would have had a lot of fun with it. Anyway, so this is the anniversary of Ken Jennings. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Winning streak on Jeopardy that went on and on and on and on and on. He was on for 4 months. The correct reply for his answer that he was asked, what is H&R Block? But he guessed Federal Express, ending his run, $2,520,700.
Wow, winning.
Winning. That was on this date in 2004. By the way.
And I still see him on commercials now and then.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings was in 2004.
2004. Can you believe that?
Think about how long we've known that guy's name. And we still know what he did.
Yes. Right, exactly. Kind of like D.B. Cooper, the guy that jumped out of the plane with the $200,000, the Northwest plane, and nobody ever found him after that. All of the rumors.
Yeah, we all never heard of him.
Yeah, we were talking this weekend with my family, and I was talking about like the movie Top Gun. Like, what's her name? Kelly, what was her name?
Kelly,
McGillis.
McGillis.
And we were just thinking, God, she was such a hot number, and then she's gone, and like we can't even remember her last name. It's so funny how fickle we are with celebrities. So to think about someone like Ken Jennings.
She went into some religious order, it seems to me. I think she did. They can look
she's
her up.
She's a nun?
I don't remember, but I know she went into something else happened to her. I think she declared her sexuality, and that was at the same time a lot of other things changed. All right, let's get some television here.
She's got grandchildren.
She does?
Yes. No, you're right. She came out in 2009.
Yeah. All right, so Wendy Williams.
Dog, all up to do, up to speed.
Can you imagine?
Oof. Winning.
Wendy Williams, a couple of slices of life from her daytime talk program here as we focus on that sort of thing in this portion of this hour of the program. Here she answers an audience member's question about marrying her live-in boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend who's 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
We've been together 13 years. We live together. He's bringing up the M-word. I don't know if I want to ruin a good thing. nothing.
Well, what's your stitch? Were you married before?
I've been married before. He's never been married.
Okay. And how many kids do you have?
Two adult children.
What are your apprehensions about getting married?
It's so good now. I'm afraid that if I take that plunge again, I might, like, jinx it.
You know, when you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is to get back on. Something medically were to happen to you, unfortunately, the laws don't govern people who just love each other, yeah, having all the rules and stuff. And marriage, unfortunately, is the holy grail of relationships. So as we move into our middle age, marriage is something definitely to consider when it comes to legal proxies and things like that.
Wow, good for Wendy. Yeah.
All right, here she answers an audience member's question, Richie, about what to do with a friend who asks her for a big favor without her husband knowing.
I have this friend, and she's a really good friend of mine, but she likes to keep her kids really stylish. Her husband doesn't know that she's asking me to buy her kids clothes every summer, spring, fall, winter. So, Wendy, my question is, how do I ask her to stop asking me to buy her kids clothes?
Okay, wait. Do you take them to the mall, and you're actually doing
the
buying?
No, I do it online.
Oh, you do? Online.
Yes.
How long has this been going on?
Her first child is 2, and she has another child. It's like 8 months.
My thing is, I don't understand how people put up with this behavior for so long without saying something.
She's my good friend.
I don't care. You tell her that she needs a secret fund, like all moms should teach their daughters to have. Like, okay. Mom, and okay, she needs her secret money, and she needs to pay in cash.
Secret. Okay. That's like Secret Santa, isn't it?
Yeah, I got to talk to my wife about this.
Everyone's got one.
Really? I know, but thanks for the suggestion, Jennifer. 28 past. Yeah, oh, excuse me.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I'm giving away 20 minutes
to
you.
I was late for work.
I know. This work, come on. All right, 33 after Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Richard Fadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler back in his perch in San Diego. Here's something that is really, maybe I should repeat this every single hour for a while. This is a quote from a man named James Faust that I read over the weekend. When asked, what does it truly mean to be well-informed? His answer, without question, we need to be informed of the happenings in the world. But modern communication brings into our homes a drowning cascade of the violence and misery of the worldwide human race. There comes a time when we need to find some peaceful spiritual renewal. And that time is now. That's not what he said. I'm saying that because if you didn't hear, you can listen to the third hour, first half hour, if you want to hear what I said. But in summary, I believe that the responses to all of this violence, whether it be the sort of thing where the Planned Parenthood office is shot up, what's going on in the Middle East, or what's going on in France, wherever violence is going to require a different way of thinking, a completely different way of thinking than whatever we are throwing at it now. What we are doing obviously doesn't work, and that was one of the things the president said. What we're doing, well, we're not doing anything. We're talking about it and not doing anything. Pretty much the same as has happened in the Middle East. A lot of talk, not much action. But that kind of action even doesn't, it may fix an immediate problem, but it doesn't fix the long-range problem. There is a long-range problem that many people, sort of in a subcultural way, are beginning to deal with that's very powerful, and I hope that more people join in the movement, if you will, and that is connecting to what Wayne Dyer called source. The source of whatever all this energy is, we are all connected, whether we like it or not, to each other and to a higher power. Otherwise, none of this would work. And so now that it's not working particularly well, maybe we have to be more in touch in some way, shape, or form.
How about this? Let me throw this at you.
Okay.
It is working well. It's just that the 1 or 2% of what doesn't work well gets so magnified.
Well, but that means it's not working well. So that part of it, Richie, needs to be
that part
changed
of it.
Somehow.
I mean, everybody, I think what needs to change.
Lots of sensitive people, lots of people that are concerned, but you said something in the last half hour was very sage.
How much importance on this 1 or 2% of just people who that watch is being leaked?
Who watch the tripe that's put forth in the general news media and on some outlets more than others, that's only aimed at making money. Making money is a wonderful goal. It's what keeps us all going. If I weren't making money, I wouldn't be here, and neither would anybody else. But there comes a time when the information or the way that it's purveyed or just the fact that it's there, there's a disconnect. The way it's presented, but the fact that people are interested in watching it, if people didn't watch it, there's a need obviously being filled by having all of this stuff there, and I'm not sure that people are recognizing what it's doing to their psyche, all right? So, after I say that, the first thing I turn to is what happened at the L.A. County DA's office last Friday when Casey Kasem's three children, Carrie, Michael and Julie. I don't know anything about Julie. I don't know anything about Michael. He looks a lot like his father. I just know I think Carrie is a $3 bill.
She's in she's in radio, so we know her a little bit.
I like her. So good for you, Richie. Now the attorney for the siblings says the criminal justice system has not taken an interest in the bizarre case. And there may be something to this. It's very hard to know. We all have asked the question about why he was moved from Las Vegas to Washington State, and then he was buried in Norway. What in the world is this woman nuts? So this lawyer, whose name is Steve Schumann, says his clients have filed a civil lawsuit. The widow will be accused of abuse, and this is why he died more quickly than he might have. It was a lewd, really lewd, the descriptions that we were getting from TMZ and those sorts of outlets. Again, back to kind of what we need to know versus what we know. And am I contributing in a negative way to the realities that I'm complaining about by even talking about stuff like this?
I just think it's so sad. I mean, for someone who, you know, was a good guy, you didn't hear a lot of bad stuff about Casey Kasem at all. And, you know, what gets, it's sad, and, you know, I went from thinking, okay, the kids are right here because I'm, of course, identifying with the kids in this case, or, you know, maybe the wife is right. Who knows? I mean, we argued about that, I think, for a couple of weeks here on the program, what's right and what's wrong. But how sad that you can't get it together long enough to give your loved one a send-out. I mean, shame on both the kids and the spouse for not giving him the respectful way out that he really deserved. I mean, there was so much controversy about it.
I always take the kids' side when I hear these stories.
I usually do, too.
Yeah. All right. So maybe there is something to that. But
Ken represented very well the spouse side. I mean, he represented the other point of view.
She took him to Washington. The kids called the police, and the police showed up there and said he was in fine condition. He was coherent. He was not. There was no sign of abuse.
Hmm. Yeah, but so when you're not letting the your husband's kids see him,
awful. I agree.
You know what? I can't even say it.
Okay, but you're not helping. You're not helping. You did
right. You're creating a situation.
You're not helping. Probably calling her
tried,
Craig, isn't
she tried repeatedly, and they kept changing when they wanted to come and go as they pleased.
They should and be able to come here when they please. It's their father.
No, he needed certain care. She was trying to work with them, and instead of them trying to work with her at all, they picketed across the street from his home instead of doing that. I mean, you don't do that.
I think she's a bad person.
All right. So
and I think it's sad all the way around. So
it is kind of it really is.
It is.
It's sad.
I just feel sorry for him now.
Yeah, right. At DougStephan.com over the weekend, we did what we normally do, and that's post the top 10 talk topics of the week before, asking which one you thought was the most important, not what was we're not asking for agreement as to what the work is the talkers did. We just want to know what you think in your own mind was the most important thing. And by far, the Syrian refugee crisis, and I think 25% of that, I think what we're doing about it here or not doing about it here, and the fact that the request has been made to let another 65, apparently we now let 65,000, or have this past year, 65,000 refugees from Syria into our country already. The president wants to let another 65,000 in, which I think most reasonable people think is ridiculous. So that's why sort of that, I think, ended up at the top of the heap. Also, some of the other things that worked well with you, the war on Daesh, 15% of you thought that was the most important. 11% said Black Lives Matter protests in Minneapolis. Man, between Minneapolis and Chicago, a lot of business was shut down over the weekend. They were very effective, those protests, one way or another. Whether you like them or agree with them, or you don't.
They had like 85 shootings in Chicago, too. It was a busy city.
Yeah, right. Chicago is, it's too bad because Chicago
really is a great city.
Yeah. Many respects. Yeah. 8% of you thought the presidential race was most important. So it's interesting to see how that is taking shape. Kenny, what do we have for comments on the presidential race at Facebook? Anything? There didn't seem to be a whole lot of action there. I think people have worn out on where things are, other than this sort of is a focus now on whether we have the Republican Party's legitimate candidate, Mario Rubio, or the public's
or
legitimate
Marco.
Candidate. Marco Rubio,
I
always say. Then Donald Trump, who's the public's candidate. What do you have?
Can I intervene?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you guys my really funny story. It won't be long.
Okay.
But this weekend, and Ken, this is very social media related, on Thanksgiving Day and into Thursday, I started getting the nastiest, angriest tweets. And the very first one I got said, at Jennifer Horn should be fired. Your establishment candidates have no chance to win.
Really?
And so I'm going, wait a second. What are they talking about? If anybody's been loud about Donald Trump, hello. It's been me over here in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that this past week, the Jennifer Horn that's in New Hampshire, who runs the Republican Party in New Hampshire.
That's right. She's a radio.
I don't know if she's on the radio anymore, but she was radio. And I guess she was making commentary about how we need to boot out these anti-establishment candidates from, you know, the race in New Hampshire establishment.
She'd be really establishment. Yeah, right.
So Breitbart ran a story about it. And thankfully, someone on Twitter, because I wrote back to one of them, and I said, I think you've got the wrong person. You know, what's going on? And so someone sent me a link to this piece that Breitbart had run about Jennifer Warren.
That's funny.
I got messages all weekend long. She should be fired.
You know what? Crazy, Jen.
It's time for you and your father to change your name, because there's too much confusion between your father running, what's he running? He's running
Volkswagen.
No, Volkswagen.
That's right.
Michael Horn, Volkswagen.
Yeah. And Jennifer running for office in New Hampshire. It's time
all
for
the time,
a change.
By the way.
Right. 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the latest news for those of you who have not ordered Provia.
Uh-oh.
Now,
the nerve.
You're being rewarded for inactivity and inaction. Wow. This is the season for Christmas, holiday giving, and the sale on Provia has started. It's an easy-to-use serum, Provia is, with clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the three main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. People from all over the country see the Provia difference when they use it, including yours truly. You put Provia on your hair, cleanses the pores. With the pores open, it allows the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow back again. It also has an agent in it that is a volumizer. It makes your hair that you have seem thicker and richer all the way around. You are going to look better. So let's get to work. See the Provia difference on your head and scalp. Safe for both men and women. Amazing colored and treated hair is not going to make a difference, because it isn't about the hair. It's about your scalp. It'll be a very good gift to give to either yourself or to somebody you care about who has a waning hairline, shall we say. You know the old expression, waxing and waning, waning, saying goodbye. Well, bring it back. Say hello this holiday to Provia. 800-525-8319. That's the way you get it. Don't go to the... There are some of these things that are like this that are the cosmetic cosmetic shop, and they're also at vitamin shops and that sort of thing, but about three times as expensive. They don't work as well. One-third as effective and three times as expensive. You don't want that. You want to get your hair back or your money back, and that's what happens with Provia at 800-525-8319. Order it now. Get the amazing Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results free. The Super Provia comes with a Provia. You pay for one, get two at 800-525-8319. I think this is pretty convincing. And by the way, I mentioned my name, you get free express shipping. Okay, you got it? Get it. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero. And it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
How many people are already planning their Christmas party?
Right now, actually.
Really? Where is it going to be, and when is it going to be held?
Which one? Well, the one that I'll have like an ornament.
You're gonna have more than one?
Of course. Duh.
Good for you, Jen.
A little Christmas Eve, a little Christmas Day, a little work party. Oh,
yeah.
Stuff
okay.
Happening.
Yeah. All right. So, what about you, Richie? I may come to your Christmas Eve party.
I sent you an invite. So, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Too. You did.
December 11th.
Yeah.
For the office.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, Kenny, basically, Facebook has been Happy Thanksgiving, and that's very nice. Thank all of you who we were on the air live. Richie and I were on the air live. On Thanksgiving, tisk tisk to Kenny and Jennifer.
How was it? Was it fun? Did you guys miss us?
We did the usual Thanksgiving stuff. Yeah, we had some fun. Had some nice chats with people that are close one way or another to us. So that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Yeah, I feel good about being on the air during the holidays.
It's always nice because people are in such a good mood. And they're so appreciative that we're here,
right.
Live, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
No, none of the heavy stuff on those days.
Yeah, heavenly days, McGee. Our trending, like just the opposite now that we're away from reality or we're back to reality. I'm trying to steer us in a different sort of reality. The trending box at DougStephan.com has more information about the clashes. I think there were like 100 people who have been arrested, Kenny. Is that right? After the environmental protest that went on at that meeting to do something. One of the things that President Obama and the French president and the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, agreed to and announced. Actually, an initiative that incorporates a theological fix into the environmental woes. I'm sorry, theological. Good dog. Maybe that's, I'm in a theological place, but this is a technological fix to the environmental woes. How about we burn some more coal so we can create more electricity for the electric cars?
And we can grill hamburgers.
Yeah, let's see how that works. I want to have somebody really put their feet to the fire on that one. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's Tech Talk time on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. And joining Jennifer and Richie and Kenny me is Richard Schemmel, who is the contributor that you didn't found BuzzFeed, Richard, did you? I think that you're...
No. I started working with BuzzFeed early on.
Uh-huh. So you're a tech media guy. That's what you've matriculated into. All right, so we have we have items of interest, including our poll, the focus on what do they call this, Something Monday technology. What do they call
it? Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Yeah. You see how
I like Something Monday better than that. Has a ring to it.
All right, we'll get to that. I'm mocking it a little bit, and with good reason. That's one of the stories coming up. Let's stand by for that. Rachel will be here in a moment on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
All right, so the first item of interest at DougSteffen.com, the Internet has taken to mocking the Islamic State Daesh. They've edited rubber ducks into recruitment photos.
They're very smart.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. All right, Richard, the Internet has been loaded. The news media has been loaded, and advertising loaded. Has been loaded, and a lot of people got loaded over the weekend as well, including Michael Weatherly from NCIS. The fatigue that people are feeling already, one wonders if that will break into or cut into the predictions that we will have the largest shopping season, most profitable, or most money spent, not necessarily the most profitable, most money spent for this holiday season ever. And I wonder how much of that is going to be part of what goes on Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, so many ads, so many offers, so much product to buy. What's going to be left in December to buy?
Well, maybe according to the retailers, nothing. They'll hope they can start over again. But I just, you know, you look at some of these. I was looking at catalogs last night, trying to figure out, because I still sort of buy things out of catalogs. I'm not an online shopper really at all. I do a little bit.
Who still sends catalogs out?
Oh, are you kidding? Tons. I have like 25, 30.
I get a lot too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, lots of them, Richie.
Wow.
Yeah. So what is the, in terms of technology, would you say is the most trendy gift to this point, Richie?
This year you've seen hoverboards, the Amazon Echo, drones, wearables, meaning the Apple Watch.
So the hoverboard is I guess that requires technology. I don't even know how that works. Anybody know how that works?
Yeah, it's got a gyro, gyrometer, gyro, really? Something in it that keeps it kind of like the Segways,
mm-hmm.
except no handle.
There's a lot of Star Wars material around for sure, isn't there?
Oh, the Blitz. I was in a Target store yesterday, and all they're doing is Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then a lot of stores have exclusive offers.
I saw, as a matter of fact, we're talking about the looking online or looking at some of these. They're just basically magazines, the stuff that comes from various stores. And there are a lot of Star Wars items in there. And I was thinking I ought to get one for my son, but it was suggested to me that it would be silly. So maybe I was thinking of getting one for myself, and I was just doing it in his name because I love Yoda. But there's a lot of that. So and then there are a lot of children's, these tablets. I saw a lot of those advertised in the catalogs, and I'm sure they're online. From that, we glean what, other than parents are not focusing on getting their children to exercise, and that's basically, I mean, you're drowning these kids in this junk, right?
Well, an article just popped up today about VTech, one of the largest tablet makers for children. The children's tablet program was hacked.
Really?
So meaning that about 500,000 addresses and information is now in the hands of hackers.
Really? My God. All right, Richard, thank you for your visit here. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. It's Cyber Monday. Will you be shopping online? A, I already am. B, probably. C, maybe when I get home from work. D, maybe while I'm at work.
I'm shopping right now.
E, I don't buy anything online. Oh, there you go. Check. We'd like to know your preferences. Let us know. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.